and sound.
Great, thank you.
We're live.
We're live and ready to go. We're live and a little bit. Okay. This is the July meeting of the New York State Racing and Wagering Board. Schenectady, New York. I'm Chairman John Sabini, surrounded as usual by Daniel Hogan and Charles Diamond, my colleagues at the Racing Wagering Board. And I will ask for public comment. Well, actually, I'll ask the meeting to be called to order. That's right.
Meeting to call to order at 11:03, please.
Thank you, Acting Secretary Kristen Buckley, and we will now ask for public comment. Anyone who has a public comment, now is the time to come forward, draw near, and speak. Hearing none, I will ask.
Just so you know, sir, we've also received comments from Jackson Leeds, and they will be attached to the minutes of the meeting.
It wouldn't be a meeting without comments from Councilor Jackson Leeds. Okay.
The first matter is to approve the minutes of the board meeting held on June 29th.
Members have copies of the minutes of the June meeting and reviewed. Any changes, corrections? If not, all those in favor?
Aye.
Items previously approved or deferred by the chair. There was 87. Any discussion or questions? No. Items previously approved, denied, or deferred by the board. There were 10. Items be approved, denied, or deferred by the board. Caption below, there is 12. And the first item is Bonnie Castle Downs Incorporated, certificate of incorporation of Bonnie Castle Downs.
Mr. Castor-Gola.
Thank you, Chairman. Richard Chapney had sent in a request for approval of a certificate of incorporation for a proposed new harness racing corporation to be known as Bonnie Castle Downs Incorporated. The proposed racing corporation intends to renovate and utilize the existing track that is located at Bonnie Castle Stables, which is on Route 12 in Alexandria Bay in Jefferson County. The purpose is to conduct paramutual harness horse race meetings. In addition, the corporation intends on applying for and operating video lottery gaming at the facility in accordance with Section 1617A of the tax law, as well as engage in any related lawful activity. A corporation that desires to conduct race meets in New York, at which paramutual harness racing is to be conducted, must be formed under Section 302 of the state's racing law. This section sets forth 8 elements and must be contained in the certificate of incorporation. A copy of Section 302 is attached to the item for reference. Staff reviewed the proposed certificate of incorporation compared to the requirements of 302. 8 elements are listed as set forth. The name of the proposed corporation is Bonnie Castle Downs, Inc. The purpose it wishes to be formed is to apply to become a licensed paramutual harness racing facility, conduct paramutual harness racing, operate video lottery gaming, and engage in related lawful activity at the existing stables located in Alexandria Bay, Jefferson County. The corporation will be authorized to issue 200 shares of no par value stock. The location of the principal business office will be located in Jefferson County. The duration of the corporation will be perpetual. There are 6 listed directors. As you can see, the statute requires there be not less than 5 and no more than 13. The names and addresses of the directors are included in the certificate, as are the names, addresses, and number of shares of each of the 7 shareholders or subscribers are also provided. Should the board approve the proposed certificate of incorporation, it should be noted that such approval would not confer a license to conduct paramutual harness horse racing. The board's approval would, however, confer the right provided under Section 304 of the racing law to hold harness horse race meetings subject to compliance with all the racing law provisions of Article 3. In other words, if approved, the corporation then would have the right to apply for a track license to conduct paramutual harness racing. Staff has met with principals of the corporation, Mr. Cole, Mr. Fernandez, and Mr. Chapney, regarding this matter, and has discussed the fact that there are potentially competing applications for the state's 8th and last harness track license. As you know, Section 305 of the racing law limits the number of licenses available for harness race meeting, and this would be the eighth one. Staff believes that the proposed certificate of incorporation meets the requirements of Section 302 and therefore recommends approval. Such approval would provide Bonnycastle Downs, Inc. the opportunity to proceed along with the other approved racing corporations with their proposed plans.
The other corporations being Concord and the unnamed Syracuse property, I guess.
That's correct.
Okay. So this is a pro forma allowing them to file a certificate of incorporation with an unblinking eye toward whether or not they would ever receive a racing license, as we have with the prior two applicants, and as I would assume we would do with future applicants until the eighth license is spoken for. That's kind of the policy that we've been following thus far. Questions or comments from the board?
How much do we get for an application fee for each of these?
For the certificate of incorporation, there isn't any. This is just the
when they do the racing license.
When they go to do the racing license, it would just be I think it's $100 per race day and $500 for a simulcast license.
That's correct.
And so how do we decide which one, not that you would have that decision, but what's going to be the criteria we choose if one of these ever gets to the end line and wants a racing license, or do they have two come at the same time?
The way staff's approaching it is as the information comes in, we process it. This is just the first of several steps that you know that an entity would have to go through. This allows them to simply form. They would still have to get their plans approved. They would have to get a feasibility study. They would have to construct the track. They'd have to get permits to construct the track, then construct it, and then they'd be able to apply for a license. So I think all of the three approved harness corps now are at various stages of that process, but I think all of them have a ways to go. So that's a great question. I don't know. I guess we'll wait and see as information comes in.
And I have to talk to lottery as well if they want to have a lottery
term. Right. I mean, that really is a big key component because, as you know, you need a feasibility study to be able to proceed. And without knowing if you're going to be able to conduct a VLT license, that would have a huge impact on the financial suitability of the applicant.
Was there a county fair racing at this track?
Not that I'm aware of. There was, a track rated, I think, by the...
They used it for... They were training.
For qualifiers and training, I believe.
Yeah.
I don't know if there was ever a fair racing there.
My understanding is there was, actually.
There might have been at some time.
Someone drove there.
Really?
Yes.
The track apparently has been there for quite some time, and I think it's been not used for some time now, and they're trying to bring it back. I think the last time...
The early 90s was the last time that they had used it.
Any other questions or comments? Hearing none. All those in favor of moving the certificate of incorporation of Bonnycastle Downs?
Aye.
Item is approved. Next item.
Buffalo Raceway requests demolish three barns and build three new barns.
Mr. Castle-Gola.
Thank you, Chairman. Buffalo Raceway has requested approval to demolish barns 13, 14, and 15, and then to build three new barns to replace them. Two of the new barns will include 52 permanent stalls, 8 tack rooms, and 4 wash stalls, each measuring 10 by 12, and a third barn would feature up to 60 temporary stalls to be used as a permanent ship-in barn to accommodate horses shipping into race on race nights. They intend to begin the project on August 22nd, 2011. I did speak to Jim Mango at Buffalo, and he indicated that there'd be no addition or loss of stalls. This is simply a reconstruction, so there's no change in the size of facility or the volume of horses that they'd be able to accommodate. Bruce Tubin, president of the Western New York Harness Horsemen's Association, did submit a letter in support of the project. A copy of the construction permits from the town of Hamburg is also included with this item. The construction and the demolition permits were included. There are also drawings and site plans that have been provided as well. Staff has reviewed these, and I believe they were. You had actually seen them on the walkthrough that was done within the last month.
Yep.
Staff, as a result of the information presented and reviewed, staff is recommending approval of the request.
The board members were recently at Buffalo Raceway. We inspected both this site and the rest of the track. I think it's fair to say we were all favorably impressed with some of the changes that Mr. Mango and his team have made there. It's a challenged property and a challenged market, gaming-wise and never otherwise. And they're trying to move forward as best they can, and I think we all agreed that the place looked pretty good.
Yeah.
Very much so.
I'd like to commend Jim Mango, too, and staff. It's from the year when we were there last, it's remarkable how much he's accomplished there on the grounds. I have a question about the building permit was secured from the town of Hamburg. Do they need, any other permits, New York State permits, DEC permits, or
no
legal issues or any, nothing like that?
Not that I'm aware of. If the permitting agency, in this case the local municipality, issues the permit, that is, I think, would be sufficient.
Okay.
In this case, I think this is sufficient.
Good. And then August 22nd is the start date. Do they have a, is there a light at the end of the tunnel?
Yeah, their plan is to have this completed before they begin racing again, obviously, which would be, I think, end of January.
Yeah. That's why they wanted to complete it or start now, because they have a timetable that this will allow them to have it up and running by the start of the meet in January.
Good. Okay, any other questions or comments? Hearing none, we'll move the item. Buffalo Raceway demolition of three barns and building three new barns. All those in favor?
Aye.
Next item.
Amend filing of written reports to the board regarding player rewards program for NYRA, Saratoga Harness, Tiger Downs, Vernon Downs, Capital OTB, National OTB, and Suffolk OTB from quarterly to an annual basis.
Mr. Cassiagola again.
Thank you, Chairman. As you know, the various OTBs and tracks have, over the years, been approved by the board to offer various types of player rewards programs to their patrons. Each of the programs varies by level of awards that are given based on the level of play. And each of the named entities have been approved over the years at different times, as listed in the memo. Given the fact that these programs were new back when the first approvals were issued in 2006, the board's approval was conditioned upon the OTBs and the tracks filing several standard reports that included statistical and program information by wagering thresholds. These reports were required to be filed quarterly with the board so that we could monitor the results of the program and ensure that the program is operating as stated. It should be noted that staff's review of the reports that have been filed, that little to no issues have been noted over the years. There are several reports and they do take some time to review. And since there's been no issues with the OTBs or tracks submitting the information, staff is recommending that the quarterly reports be amended to now be required to be submitted only annually. We're also recommending that some of the reports that had been provided, that had been submitted, and weren't really complete, providing all the information we originally would like to have seen, and we've determined have not really been as meaningful as we'd want them to be. Therefore, we're modifying the report requirements and easing the burden a bit, so that there's a few less reports to be submitted. The new reports or revised reports are attached for the board's review. As a result, staff's recommending that the board amend the conditions of approvals for NYRA, Capital OTB, Tioga Downs, Vernon Downs, NASA OTB, Suffolk OTB, and Harness to now require these new annual reports and no longer require the named reports that were previously submitted quarterly.
This fits in with Governor Cuomo's desire to have government still be a strong monitor of things in the private sector or quasi-private sector in some cases here, but at the same time not be in the way of doing business. And as was noted, not only does it take them time to compile these reports, it takes us time to review them, and since we haven't found anything untoward in what was a new program, I think it's fitting that we do this paperwork lessening and report requirement lessening exercise and help folks out. Any other questions or comments?
If I may, I would just note that the board already moved to the annual requirement for Buffalo when it approved the Buffalo Rewards Program either last month or the month before. And with respect to Buffalo, I would ask the board, although it impliedly would happen anyway, to deem the amended reporting requirements, that is the nature of the reports themselves, to be applicable to the Buffalo annual approval.
Does that require us to amend this?
No, it just simply means the board just needs to acknowledge that the
next year
less
all be together.
The same actual reports
right.
will apply to the Buffalo.
Any other questions or comments? Hearing none, we're going to move the amended filing of written reports to the board for player reward programs for NYRA, Saratoga Harness, Tioga Downs, Vernon Downs, Capital OTB, Nassau OTB, and Suffolk OTB from quarterly to annual. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item is approved. Next item.
Capital District Regional OTB, New Easy Bet, Oasis Sports Bar, West Kosaki.
Mr. Casuego.
Thank you. Capital OTB is requesting an amendment to their plan of operation to authorize the operation of an Easy Bet facility for Kosaki Diner Incorporated doing business as the Oasis Sports Bar. The Kosaki Diner is located on Route 9W in West Kosaki, right off of the thruway exit. It holds a valid liquor license. They do have one pending violation with the State Liquor Authority. The violation was issued in November of 2010. It was for using the trade name Oasis Sports Bar and Restaurant without permission of the SLA. As I said, this item is still pending. A suitability review was conducted on the establishment and the principals. Included a review of personal history disclosure form, financial disclosure forms, personal and business tax returns, credit history, criminal history, and various background checks. The review did not disclose any adverse findings. The term of the agreement will be for 1 year and may be renewed annually at Capital Regional OTB's option. Should the board approve the request, staff recommends the approval include the same standard conditions, which are wagering and simulcasting this facility be conducted in accordance with the terms of the operating agreement presented to the board, as well as all applicable statute and board rules, and that wagering will be conducted through self-service terminals only. Two, the board's approval to operate EasyBet facilities location shall expire and be of no force in effect in the event of any change in ownership or operation without the prior written approval of the board. And lastly, it's expected Capital OTB will arrange for occasional inspection of this facility to assure compliance with the plan of operation and relevant laws and rules. Staff is recommending approval.
Questions or comments on the Oasis, which is inside of the thruway?
Tom?
Yes.
What would be the likely, I mean, that's, we usually hear of different kinds of violations than using a name without SLA approval. How big of a deal is this?
It's
I'm not familiar with it. It sounds like a somewhat technical violation. It doesn't sound like any type of integrity or matter to be significantly of concern here.
It reminds me of the restaurant in Latham, Mickey's Mousetrap. Do you remember that?
Yep.
And they changed the trade. It was a trade name violation. They just changed the name and went about their business. So that's probably what would happen.
They changed to the Mousetrap, right?
Right. So that's probably what would happen. Big deal.
But any other questions or comments on the Oasis Sports Bar? Hearing none, the board will move the item on Capital District Regional OTB Easy Bet at the Oasis Sports Bar, West Kosaki. All those in favor?
Aye.
You call it Kosaki around here.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, he's practically a native. Well, how do you, what do you say?
Kosaki.
Okay.
Sorry.
In Buffalo, it's just the jet.
Tomatoes, water.
Downstate, it's catch the bus to see Gibraltar. But that's another item. Anyway, moving right along.
Yes,
next
indeed.
Item.
Western Regional OTB requests to close two branches, one at 445 West Commercial Street, East Rochester, and 2231 Empire Boulevard, Webster, and open a new enhanced branch at 44 East Main Street, Webster.
Closing two, opening one, Mr. Casuego.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Western OTB is requesting the said changes to their plan of operation. They're hoping to enact these changes on or about September 1st of 2011. The new location, 44 Main Street Webster, will be leased by Western OTB from a, I don't know if I'm saying this correctly, Duchess Rubino's Inc.? No, excuse me, from Ebom Webster's Ventures Inc. A portion of it will be sublet to Duchess Rubino's Inc. To run as a restaurant. The restaurant portion will be separate and apart from the branch, but there will be a common passageway going between the two. There'll be separate entrances, outside entrances for both the restaurant and the branch. And either entity may occasionally be open when the other is closed, but common passageways are reportedly will be locked when that occurs. Staff conducted a limited suitability review of the principles of both Duchess Rubino's Inc. and Ebom Webster Inc., or Ebom Webster Ventures LLC, which consisted of reviewing the leases, the sublease agreements, personal history form, and feasibility study. Staff's review found no derogatory information. Staff recommends that the board approve the requested change in the plan of operation for the closure of the two named branches and the opening of the new branch at 44 Main Street, Webster. Should also be conditioned upon, we do note that the opening of the new branch should be conditioned upon receiving a completed copy of certificate of occupancy. They're still renovating the facility, haven't received that yet, but said they will submit that prior to opening.
And Finger Lakes had to sign off on this? And
yes, there's a letter here from Chris Regal.
Dated June 2nd.
And what is enhanced about the new branch?
I believe there was, I don't know if that's been fully explained, but I think it's because of the restaurant,
I see.
The way the location is set up.
Okay. Any questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, we'll move the item, Western Regional OTB. Request to close the branch in East Rochester and in Webster and to open up a new branch in Webster. All those in favor?
Aye.
Next item.
Western Regional OTB, New Easy Bet, Stick Sports Bar, New Haven.
Mr. Casaragella, is Gene Michael a proprietor of this? Sports Bar?
Western OTB is requesting an amendment of their plan of operation to authorize the Easy Bet facility at Stick Sports Bar and Grill and Motel. This location is in New Haven, New York, in Oswego County. Stick Sports Bar holds a valid liquor license. A suitability review was conducted on this establishment and the principal. It consisted of personal history disclosure form, financial disclosure form, personal tax returns, credit history, business records, criminal history, and various other background checks. The review did disclose one disciplinary from the State Liquor Authority, which was back in July of 2003. The applicant was fined $1,500 for sale of alcohol to a minor. No other violations were noted with the SLA since, and none were noted with lottery. The term of the agreement will be for 1 year and may be renewed annually at Western Regional OTB's option. Should the board approve the request, staff recommends the approval include the same conditions as the previous Easy Bet facility and all other Easy Bet facilities approved by the board.
Questions or comments on Sticks Sports Bar? Hearing none, we'll move the item on Western Regional OTB's opening of an Easy Bet at Sticks Sports Bar in New Haven, New York, Oswego County. All those in favor?
Aye.
Next item.
Saratoga Harness request to amend account wagering plan of operation for new electronic payment processor, Admiris Payment Systems.
Before you go forward, Mr. Casaragella, I would ask my colleagues, I would move to table this item for further review. All those in favor?
Aye.
Next item. We'll move to the adjudicatory section.
In the matter of Juan Sanchez.
Mr. Firestand.
Thank you.
Congratulations to the acting secretary for pronouncing the names right. That's good.
We're not finished.
Still more to go.
In the matter of Juan Sanchez.
I just had to do a Gale joke once.
This case began with an order to show cause served upon Mr. Sanchez, a Thoroughbred Racing groom/stable employee licensee, seeking to revoke his license because of criminal-related matters, use of forged documents, misrepresentations on his license application, and ultimately in a status of ineligibility to reside and work in the United States. There was a hearing scheduled and held before Mr. Parente as the designated hearing officer. Mr. Sanchez did not appear. The board has before it.
Presumably because he couldn't.
I believe he was incarcerated. The board has before it a report in which the hearing officer recommends that any existing license be revoked and that any pending applications be denied.
Questions or comments on the Sanchez case? Hearing them, all those in favor of upholding the hearing officer's report say aye.
Aye.
Next item.
In the matter of Christina J. Pizzula. Pizzula. Pizzula.
Good effort. Mr. Feuerstein.
Thank you. This matter involves an appeal from the refusal at staff level to issue a license in the category of cleaning services to this individual. The refusal is based upon failure to disclose criminal convictions, i.e. misrepresentation. A hearing was scheduled and held before Mr. Parente. The applicant, in this case the appellant, did not appear. The board has before it Mr. Parente's report in which he recommends that the license refusal be affirmed.
I'm just curious, how did this person apply for appeal?
I would need to look at the record in order.
It just seems to me if you go to the step of applying for an appeal that you would then act on it.
Well, it doesn't always happen.
But you wrote a letter. Okay. Letter constituted or appeal. I see it. Okay.
Yes, there was a letter.
I missed that before. Okay. Questions or comments on the Pizzula case? Hearing none, all those in favor of the hearing officer's report, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Item is approved. Next
in the matter of Angelo Mappo.
Mr. Feuerstein.
Thank you. This is a post-summer suspension review and hearing that was held in relation to harness trainer Angelo Napo. Mr. Napo's license was suspended by the board originally on October 13th of 2010 based upon events at Batavia Downs on October 6th of 2010 involving administration by Mr. Napo by hypodermic injection of a drug into a horse trained by him and scheduled to compete on that specific date in violation of various rules cited in the summary suspension and in the and the hearing officer's report. This matter was heard based upon stipulation as to the material facts and written submissions submitted by Mr. Napo's attorney and by the Office of Board Counsel. Mr. Parente has submitted a report in which he recommends that the summary suspension and the violations be upheld and that Mr. Napo's license be suspended for 6 months with a $250 fine.
In reviewing this case and the facts of the case, I want to just note that this is a pretty serious violation, administration of an illegal substance into a horse by hypodermic needle is a clear violation of the board rules, and I think the penalties are not in line with the crime. This is antithetical to everything we're supposed to be doing here in ensuring integrity of the paramutual sport of horse racing, and I think we need some surety and swiftness of punishment, and the whole industry should be getting toward that. So, despite the absence of other drug-related violations under the facts and circumstances, it's my view that this license should be revoked for a minimum period of ineligibility for any racing or wagering board license of 2 years for the date of the summary suspension. Questions or comments on the Napo case?
Oh, sorry, Mr. Chairman, and what about the fine?
I think 2 years of not having income plus the fine of $250 is what we usually give on a case like this. Is that correct, Counselor?
I don't believe that there is a specific amount that's typical in a case like this. Some go without fines, some go with larger fines.
I mean, he was caught red-handed, so...
Kentucky red-handed.
Fine, there you go, Kentucky red-handed.
And, you know, it's the old story. If you're going to do this in front of an investigator, who knows what you've done other times. So, I would like to amend that to 2 years.
Okay. With the $250 fine?
With $250. Okay. Any other questions or comments? All those in favor of the accepting the hearing officer's report as amended by me, with a two-year ineligibility for any license, that school room, authorized agent, or anything else. Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Next item.
In the matter of Matthew Medeiros.
Mr. Firestein.
Thank you. This matter results from an appeal by Mr. Medeiros, who is a harness racing trainer. Disciplinary action was imposed in relation to an excessive TCO2 level in a horse, Mr. Massimo, trained by Mr. Medeiros, which competed at Yonkers Raceway on April 10th of 2010. This is a third TCO2 matter involving Mr. Medeiros. The excessive TCO2 level is alleged to be in violation of Board Rules 4120.13 and 4120.4. The presiding judge imposed a one-year license suspension and $5,000 fine, which is the minimum required under the TCO2 rules, and the presiding judge also referred the matter to the board for consideration of any further action. A hearing was scheduled, and held before Mr. Parente as the designated hearing officer. The board has before it, in this instance, Mr. Parente's recommendation and as to facts and discipline contained in the written decision. Mr. Parente recommends that the board revoke Mr. Medeiros' racing license.
Again, in reviewing this case, this is his third TCO2 violation in 3 years. He's got a substantial record of other drug violations, horse drug violations, that is. TCO2 has, milkshaking horses has been policed pretty well and has gone out of favor as the trick of trace in recent months or years. Apparently this guy doesn't know that. I would like to say that the penalty of license revocation and denial of any pending applications is appropriate, together with the further decision, at least I'd like to suggest that he has ineligibility to apply for any racing license of any sort in New York State for a period of 5 years. Repeated violation of rules designated to protect the integrity of racing establish that character and fitness are a qualification. His character and fitness, I believe, is unsuitable for participation in paramutual racing, and I would like to amend the hearing officer's report to make him ineligible for 5 years. Questions or comments from the board?
Here. We strike you out.
Hearing no further comments, then I would like to accept the hearing officer's report with an amendment that he be declared ineligible, Mr. Medeiros is ineligible for any New York State license for a period of 5 years. All those in favor?
Aye.
Just to clarify, that also includes denial of any pending applications.
Right, denial of any pending applications. He has a pending application for a groom's license, I believe.
That's correct.
And nice try on that one. If you thought you were going to sneak that bastard. Next item.
In the matter of Joseph Marino.
Mr. Firestein.
Thank you. This is an additional equine drug matter. In this case, thoroughbred racing trainer Joseph Marino appealed from disciplinary action imposed by the state steward at Finger Lakes in relation to a post-race positive for the drug acepromazine at Finger Lakes on August 26th of 2010. The finding of the drug is alleged to constitute violation of Rule 4043.2G1, which is the substantive prohibition. Acepromazine is a 96-hour drug, and 4043.4, which is the thoroughbred trainer responsibility rule. The state steward imposed a 30-day license suspension and $1,000 fine. There was a hearing held for Mr. Parenti. Mr. Parenti submitted the decision that the board has before it with the record. The hearing officer's recommendation here is for upholding the charge and the license suspension, but reducing the fine from $1,000 to $500.
Questions or comments?
I have a comment, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Donovan.
The adjudicatory part of our meeting today was particularly unsettling, and it goes without saying, and let me just echo sentiments that you've expressed, that integrity is paramount in our industry. And when our licensees or prospective licensees can't comply with our rules and regulations, they have to understand that there are very serious consequences, as exemplified by today. What I don't get is that once a month at our board meeting, we fine, suspend, or revoke licenses, and it continues. So I think what under your leadership illustrated today in the board's agreement was that these violations are going to be dealt with very seriously. And if you plan to bring your product to New York State and race in violation of our rules and regulations, I would suggest that you bring your product elsewhere because it won't be tolerated in our state.
I agree, and I think that there are people who think because of budgetary constraints that, you know, they can get away with more. And I think that means we have to be all the more vigilant to protect the integrity for the public's benefit. Okay. In the Marino case, all those in favor of holding the hearing officer's report?
Aye.
Aye.
That's all, folks.
Just so, items for board information discussion, there was 7, and there were 0 follow-up items.
Yes, let me note for the record, as my colleague Mr. Diamond has suggested, that the first week of Saratoga has been a wild success in the past in racing. In the past, I guess, 2 decades, we get excited when losses are less than the prior year's losses. We're actually showing a gain. So that's good news.
On all fronts.
On all fronts. Attendance.
Handle and all sorts handle.
Handle and all sorts handle. That's correct. We're showing a gain everywhere. That's good news. Enjoy the rest of the summer place to be, Saratoga, and see you in August.
During the meeting at 11:41.
Thank you.
Great.
We're still live.
Say something. Campaign.